Welcome back, tech enthusiasts, to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, your go-to podcast for diving deep into the nuts and bolts of technology. I'm Alex, here with the ever-curious Jamie. How's it going, Jamie?
Hey, Alex, and hello to all our amazing listeners. I'm doing great, thanks. Super excited for today's topic. We're tackling system design fundamentals, right? Sounds daunting.
That's right, Jamie. But fear not. It's all about breaking down the big, scary beast into manageable pieces. We're going to explore everything from scalability and reliability to security, and we'll throw in some real-world insights and practical examples to keep it spicy.
Spicy and tech, my favorite combo. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is system design?
Great question, Jamie. System design is essentially the process of defining the architecture, components, and data flow of a software system based on specific requirements. It's not just coding, it's about making engineering trade-offs to ensure your system can scale, perform well, and stay reliable, among other things.
Ah, so it's like the blueprint for a building, but for software.
Exactly. And like any good blueprint, you start with clear requirements. What's the problem we're solving? What do we need this system to do? From there, we decide on the architecture. Will our system be a monolith, microservices, or maybe event-driven?
Hold up, architecture patterns? Sounds like we're designing houses now.
In a way, we are. But instead of houses, we're crafting the framework for our software. Think of monolithic architecture like a one-story ranch house, everything under one roof. Simple, but it can get crowded as you add more to it.
And microservices would be more like a neighborhood, each house doing its own thing but still part of a community.
Spot on, Jamie. Microservices allow for each service to operate independently, making it easier to scale and update parts of the system without taking down the whole neighborhood.
Gotcha. What about scalability and reliability? Those sound important.
Absolutely. Scalability means your system can handle growth, more users, more data, efficiently. Reliability is about staying up and running, even when things go sideways.
Like when I tried cooking Thanksgiving dinner and almost set the kitchen on fire.
Exactly, Jamie. We want to avoid the digital equivalent of a kitchen fire in our systems. That's where load balancers, databases, and caching come into play. They're like the fire extinguishers and smoke alarms of system design.
Oh, I see. So load balancers distribute traffic to prevent overload, databases store our data, and caching keeps frequently accessed data handy to speed things up.
You're a natural at this, Jamie. And let's not forget about security and observability. It's not enough to just build the system. We need to protect it from attacks and keep an eye on how it's performing.
Right, like setting up a security camera and having a dashboard to monitor everything.
Exactly. And when things inevitably do go wrong, having a plan for failure recovery is crucial. Think of it as having insurance and a good repair service on speed dial.
Makes sense. And I suppose testing and evolving the system is key too. You wouldn't just build a house and never check the pipes or the roof.
Precisely. Continuous testing, monitoring, and updates keep the system in top shape. It's an ongoing process. System design is never truly done.
Wow, I feel like I've just been on a whirlwind tour of system design. It's a lot to take in, but breaking it down like this really helps.
Glad to hear it, Jamie. And for our listeners, we hope this episode sheds some light on the fundamentals of system design. Remember, it's all about making smart trade-offs and keeping your system scalable, reliable, and secure.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into tech topics. And hey, if you have questions or topics you'd like us to cover, drop us a line.
Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Until next time, keep nerding out.